think it's really divided into two parts. I'm going to try to do the first. The second we'll have to wait for tomorrow. The verse is as follows. He to have a karalu napata. Also started because of tapata. I never heard of a napata or a tapata. What does that mean? Adam, Rashi also Sadi, the Amal and Baal kids will get to her. A man told two guys, you write together, give it to her. And they made a mistake. Told Bishma. They wrote Tafata. Also later, Shlichus Tam. Leget Echad Atzom Shluchin, the Adam. The Harek Kostu Get Echad, the Adam Shluchin Old Lachim, the Chil Get Kosher. Finished. It's over. They can't do any more until they happen to reappoint them. Then they can do it again. That's his first day of the Gemara. Are you kidding myself? Not the rabbi. You come along sober chaspa mahabula. What's a chaspa mean? A shard? A piece of broken pottery? This is garbage, what we call it. It's garbage. They didn't do this. They didn't do garbage. They were kafatan. So it's not fata. Mar says, I'm a rabbi. Vada yikosu sadek yidam alya viyavad. Then I'll play the shlichusam. Viyavad kodem shnesanua. Then, also in a shlichusam, then in a shalat, let's go get chain in the drag, you read the shalat, shalat, kotsu, or kotsu get kosh. That's a rabbi. Not the fur of Nachman. Mikamalu kisvu v'anchu of the kisaychu? He told him, write it and put it in your pocket? The kids need to know. The number of Nachman, Kosman, and Nelson, I feel the man. I was right. It's not a problem. Keep writing forever. I kind of took it part one. That's as far as we're going today. All right. We've learned what? Five lines. Tomorrow, two lines. That's it. I'm into the mission. That's it. Sunday mission, we start the next mission of Linetta. We've got to start moving a little bit. I'm not sure what she's really on Sunday. I have this tremendous problem with spoke about Jacobson this morning a little bit. I don't know my schedule. I have two grits and then I change the grits at the same time. Everything's slow. But tomorrow, I'll give you an answer. We may like she's going to be early on Sunday, a little than usual. How much of that, I don't know. Maybe 9:30. I'm going to be about 9:30, actually, you know? I think you're coming from the five towns to get it by 9:30. That is but we'll see. I'm not sure. Where am I up? Yeah, I'll tell you. So then there's five lines of Gemara. Hey! One third of the school. Kosen and Nelson, I feel the coupon. Nearly read. Heka the loan there, Vard. Again. Elohim is too fucking bold. Im nasa ketikun, im lach. The ain't lach as ache. Shari also shtichusam. Im hu kosher. Lefichah kol lamed et ha-baal, shi'itav al-af kumo shi'yirtu, ad shi'yesu min ha-sof. We start the major fireworks of our time with this little innocent person. It's one sefer shechlar, that's all. Kuv kaveid al. That's what topic is today. It's filled with fireworks. So many important shilas, local shilas, what we call shat shilas, which are not even localized because it's imminent. We're starting right over here. What happened? The get wasn't lost. It's not completely possible. Rather, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. Mr. Pukin. Mr. Pukin bo nasa ketikun. Only Mr. Pukin. What Mr. Pukin? Who's Mr. Pukin? And why are we Mr. Pukin? We have a Shulchan Aruch, a brand new edition. Shulchan Aruch. What am I supposed to give Mr. Pukin about anymore? We know what our law is. We know the facts. What's to be Mr. Pukin? Well, I'm serious. What do you mean Mr. Pukin? What? What's Mr. Pukin? What happened over here? What are we Mr. Pukin about? What's it say? Sounds like it means what we call it Vegas or ice, a real suffering. An honest to goodness, and we'll see later on in the Russian, funny Russian, Chumras, Pitbull, what kind of thing. No, he was talking about an honest to goodness suffering, driving the Vegas or ice. Now, these amazing things. Even though the get is a fake, it's all right, we don't know. Maybe it's a get kosher, maybe it's potl min haTorah, potl min haTorah. Nonetheless, you can no longer care about a second get. Why? You need to tell me that this get, which is a 50-50 chance, is no good with the raisa, is going to be utilized by the bezdin and handed over to the woman? Yeah. No way. They're going to give her a gelsh to suffer the raisa or the chumra. Come on. No way, right? No way. So how can it be? How can it be? So Lechara, what it means is as follows. That, look, it's the Bez Neshamah and the Bez Neshamata. And the Bez Neshamata, we don't know what to do with it, so we're not going to give it. But in the Bez Neshamah, they know what to do with it. In the Bez Neshamah, they know everything. So the Bez Neshamah, this get might very well be a good get. And if the Bez Neshamah, this get is a good get, also Eidim Shnechusim. So therefore, although in the Bez Neshamah we can't give the get, for fear that maybe it's no good, we have to be fearful, a carrot. But in the Bez Neshamah, they're laughing at us. What are you crazy, Nachmir? You're part of the Chumash century of the way of the Chumash and the end of the Chumash. It's some of Chinyok, a Fermak. We in the Bez Neshamah, let's get a kosher to Mahajan. Well, you're hacking a Chinook over here. So they're laughing up there. And the laughter there, as it's probably going to be, we're crying down here. Because also, Eidish Nechusa. And they're at a second get. It's no good. Well, it depends upon Bez Neshamah. That's the Pasuk Shat. Depends upon the Bez Neshamah. That's a simple reading of the Tosfos. No? Now you read it? Simple reading of the Tosfos. The simple reading of the Tosfos. Huh? The Tosfos doesn't mention the word Rabban here at all. They don't say a word about the Rabban. That's the Tosfos. They're right over here. So, now, let me ask you a general question. Delayed a little bit today. If we have a guess, and first the 50-50 chance, right? So, in response to your question. So, we don't know. We just don't know if it's good or no good. So we're not allowed to give the guess. That halacha, so we're not allowed to give a guess, which we're not sure if it's good or not. But that is in the right or in the wrong. I have a piece of paper, I have a guess. It's a guess. Right. A guess. A guess. Okay. And we go to all the Goli Hador and they say, we're not sure. Maybe it's good, maybe it's no good. We don't know. Right? So am I supposed to give it to the woman? The man should be given to the woman, or should not be given to the woman? Of course we're not going to do it. We might. But the fact of it is that we're not supposed to do it. Is that a Kumad Rabban not to do it? Or is that a din? It's alright, so we shouldn't do it. What do you say about this question? You have to do that? What do you mean by that?
Well,
I mean,
there's a problem there.
Yeah, but they're right, they're right. Well, maybe it's no good with the right. Maybe no good with the right. So what does the Torah say? Well, it says maybe no good with the right. Who knows? Huh? Suffix the right of the Chumash. Who said so?
Hey,
sir. Who said so? The Rabbana said so, or the Torah said so? Oh, that's all right. Now, Baruch Hashem. This is my closest drama in the world. Most of the world. The Rashba, most of the world says that Sveik is a rice of the Chumas with the Oraisa. And the Rambam, huh? Sveik is a rice of the Chumas with the Oraisa. If I have a piece of meat, and I'm not sure if it's kosher or treif, it's a machloekas, but it's a shkifa, it's a treif, it's whatever it may be. So that's the Rashba, that's the Rambam based upon it. Shmaitse all the time. So therefore the Rashba says, the Torah says, stay away from a suffix, a veil, a suffix, treif, a suffix, a chazer, whatever it may be. The Torah says so. Whereas the Rambam, the famous, world-famous Rambam says, no, exactly, yes, sure, everyone knows Seirat Lechumah, for sure. But the Rabbanan also institutes Seirat Lechumah. So one could argue, it's the same thing. May you give a get which, in point of fact, we're not sure, 50-50, whether it's a valid get or invalid get by Torah law, may you give it or not? So what could argue? So I put the Chachamim meant to argue. Because of the Rashba, by Torah law, you can't give this get. And according to the Rambam, by Torah law, you can't give the get. So now, if that is true, then you fall into the trap of what is did by the Rabbanim. So to discuss about it, still the Rabbanim. Now, let me just repeat myself. If what Tosfos is saying is you can't give a get, which is a suffix or aisa, and Tosfos is suggesting that in that case you cannot, you say perhaps also edim shlichuson. So the question is, what's then the level of the rabbanon? The level of the rabbanon, you certainly can't give the get. For sure not. You can't give the get. For sure, you can't give the level of the rabbanon, the pashtus. The question becomes, why is Moses considering this thing? Maybe you can't even level of the right, so you can't give it. But first, I want to... Yes, I mean... Did everyone finish... everyone just here who didn't sign time? Went around the whole room? We just take two to see officially. Shalom, A... Yeah, sorry. Why?
Because it's the same as the rice of the good.
On the level of the rice, it didn't do anything. The snake of the Eskimos with the rice, I want to add something to you. I want to add something. There are poskim with many kashas against the Rambam. Back and forth. It's a very important Chavos Das. That's what I just mentioned in passing. The Chavos Das claims that the reason Pshat and Rambam is as follows. The Torah speaks in certitude. The Rabbanu Shlomo was sure of everything. He says, don't eat chas, you know what he means. Chas the Madai. Don't in the veil, don't in the chevet. But Lisa care. When it comes to a mitzvah essay, he says, sit in the sukkah. But we have sukkah. 50% of the chance it is a sukkah, and 50% it is not a sukkah. What would Rabbanu say? Oh, so you want to say that Rabbanu will agree, you can't sit in that sukkah. You have 50% questions. You can't wear them. I don't have his makeup. No, that's the Chavos Das. He's only makeup because he says, when the Torah speaks in certainties, it doesn't speak in uncertainties. So therefore, the Torah prohibits chaz, it means chaz is not able to chaz itself. That's all sorts of Rambam, the same discussion. And when the Torah says do something, it means taste my sukkah, taste my vada sukkah. Right? The Torah says, "Bears up with matzahs, vada matzahs, not suffering matzahs." That's one thing. If that Chavos Das is true, but it says the cost of a safe increase with us and the other, and I have a get which is a 50% good get, 50% bad get, maybe even according to the Rambam, you can't get that get midaraisa. So at least Kash is not only according to the Rashi, maybe even according to the Rambam. That's what I wanted to suggest, but that's Chavos Das. It's Simon Kuf Yud, in which you want to look it up in your day. Okay, I'm not going into that. I'm just mentioning it in past. You should know your idea, which may be relevant to this discussion. But, yes?
Yeah, 2 days ago, for example, the Gershom,
what do you get?
Can we do it together?
Oh, that's another question. That's a good question. That's two gifts. We're not saying his name is Gershom or Gershom. We give both. What could be bad? Probably should work with Carl. Should be. Yeah, should be. Ah, that's Gakasha. We need to get Vada. Yeah, you gave a get Vada. You're not sure which get is a Vada, but between the two of them, one of them is because of a Vada. We'll get to that a little bit later. Rabotai, this beautiful new print is amazing.
This
was the consequence of everyone. Right, within the consequence of everyone. This is so beautiful. Okay. So, if you those who have a Shulchan Aruch, now I'll give you mine. Not have yours. There are a lot of Shulchan Aruch around. Everyone open up a Shulchan Aruch, whoever has. And whoever doesn't have can open up a Torah. What's the question?
So what are you
going to
do?
Suffix
are right,
and
then
the get should
be no good, and you should make him a get?
Yes, no, to the contrary. The opposite. Tosis is saying that you have a get which is a suffix, something is a real suffix that are right, so you can no longer write another get. I'm asking why. This get is de facto no good. You can't use it. De facto it's no good. Either on the level of the Rabbanim is no good, or on the level of the right is no good. It's still a de facto no good. So de facto no good. You should be able to write another one. They didn't have a good guess. So why is also say that Mr. Pokimbo, Master Kitikin and Lab, it sounds like Mr. Pokimbo for real on a level even of the Horizon, so why can't you write another guess? The passions you have to say is told to talk on Bezin Shomala Torah. It's also Shtichus on the level of Bezin Shomala, we can't get into the Bezin Shomala, so therefore we don't know. So therefore, for all we know, the get is maybe cautioned Bezin Shomala, and that's why you can no longer write another get.
Say it'll be random. Say when it's super whether other shit is looking or not, and they put Bola Kumar that they'll have to say that what the kosher side of other shit is looking, and therefore they get the...
That's a terrorist. It's called Bezah Shomala, because we're not sure. But Bezah Shomata, after all is said and done, they won't even give us get. Bola also Shlich Lusa, that's my cash. So the Chorah talks, at first glance, Tosis is talking that Tosis belongs to the Bezah Shomala. They tell us the Bezah Shomala. That's a pashtus.
It's only for the Rambam.
No, well, everybody bent the Shemal. That's what we passed over the central now.
According to Rashba, yeah. The right to the right to the woman.
No. We, minuscule human beings, who don't know that don't know anything, trust in the suffix. So we, so the Beis Shemala tells us, when you don't know what to do, you have to be machmir. But they know what to do. So they have to clap in Shemaim, they get 100% kosher. They're laughing at Tanya. I don't know what's going on in Shemaim. They probably laugh at some of our chumras that we have these days. No? I said, where are these people? You don't have to make a chumras out of nowhere. No? Some of the person loves it. So mach on ourselves. They tell me, you know, some halacha up there laughing. You know, the mezalzel and dinah d'oraisa gemurah, you know, they steal and they say lashon hara and then this. But the cops, they're making this chumras out of nowhere. What's going on up here? Tell me some little laughing going on up there. No? The kutcher brichu from the Somalia today is probably laughing a little bit about some of the things that we do. Some of our inconsistencies, our foibles, our shagat, and our chumras. The sound is laughing going on up there. You have to do that. We're going to stop Pitzchei Tshuva Hei. If you don't have Pitzchei Tshuva Hei, you look at Torah's Gittin. Torah's Gittin is Beit. So what the bar of Torah's Gittin, we look at the same thing when we read it together. How much have you to have a Shulchan Aruch, or his neighbor's have a Shulchan Aruch, or how to take a Torah's Gittin? It should be enough around. There should be like, all we need is about 10, 15. We should have that money, no? Remember that money? Sorry. Yes, do that. Exactly. When we come to the bed, and they say, Rabbi said, "By Yonim Umchim, is this get givable or not?" And they're going to say, "No." So what's the problem? Let's take a yes. Right. Oh, good question. If a woman is given a get, which is the Doraisa, 50-50 chance, and given to the wife, and she was Mizana, what is it? Is she Chayav Nisa or is she not Chayav Nisa? That depends on a much more important shalom. It depends upon a shalom we call Chalyoka. She's the Cheskas Eishes Ish, could we kill her? Even though she's a 50% get. So we say, Chazak of the Meikar, Chesed Shish. I won't go into that now, that's a different definition. Look in the Pitzchei Tshuva Hei. You don't have it, look at Torah's Gittin. You don't have that, listen carefully. This is what he said. He said, it's talking about Tzvek of the Raisa. Listen carefully. Came and ate a vare pos, I mean, that's a shlichusa. How can that be? The Vaday suffix the rice and Gorami pulse of the Rabbanon, that's the Ksos, in effect it's one of the Ksos. I said, what are you talking about? Bottom line, you have to get what you just take of the rice. It's no more kosher. You would have to shuvan out, let's look on with you. I want you to look on with a friend. Everyone should get a chance to see inside. If you're possible, possible. He has a very good kasha. How can it be? We're going to see in this Mechabit with Farish, that it's whether it's bottle with the rice or bottle with the Rabbanon. Either way, the get is zippo, and you can write another get. So how could you possibly say that it's fake as a raisa that they did this shlichus? It's ridiculous, after so. Said the Torah's Gittin, who was of course the deceivers, you know that. He thought with himself. He always, his whole life, he thought with himself. Same. The deceivers, the August, the Torah's Gittin, the August. What do you say? Listen carefully. Yes, the Kabbalah. The Vaday Suffolk, Shinichu Chachmea Shach, the Suffolk, who suffered with Chol Hador, Vaday the Gorami Pesul the Rabbonim, Avadah the Ksos is right. This is going to take you in the Gemara, but it's fake as a right, sir. The whole generation knows what to do. That Avadah lo also Shlichusim, because if a Pesul the Rabbonim lo also, here's the Kabbalah Chaymer lo also. Masha Enkei, the Torah is given. Suffolk, Shurak, Suffolk, Lechokam, Shabir. The rabbi in Kalamazoo doesn't let it in. Ooh, the Kalamazoo, or others know. Ooh, amazing Suffolk. Shana Suffolk, Kol Hazar. I mean, Suffolk, the Saran Yadir. Come to New York, come to Mishalayim, it's all Midyot. You never got Smicha, of course you don't know what's going on. Kalamazoo, or others, with all due respect. Yeah? The Yibu Suffolk was there, Ersha Lechokam, God of the Metal, yes, Suffolk, Cloud. Go to Rabbi Yashim, the Talmud, the Dinna Furish, and in Mechaba, you see this Suffolk. Yeah? Now we know to also enter Shavuot maybe. Kainily bar and Shem. I said the Torah is getting this man's shot. The Torah is getting this shot. Not getting this shot. Tosfos Lashon is enter Shavuot mitzupakim bo im nasa ketikunim lav. The truth is the words fit a nice with Torah's Gittin. It doesn't say that it's a fake of the Gemara to buy a loaf sheet and shot. Mitzupakim, yeah, the three rabbis who comprised of the Bezdin Tzedek of Timbuktu, I won't be stupid what to do over here. They pick up the phone and call the Bezdin in Yerushalayim, and 1 minute they'll tell him, look over here, did it such and such. In Timbuktu, they're not so to learn it. Then we're afraid. All of the rules, it's like it's just missing a telephone call. Let me just ask this. In economics, it was given. It was your Sega the Raisa, which is in the Gemara, which is stuck for the whole door. Then we don't say all of the rules. Let's get Kasha. What will happen? Mashiach will come tomorrow. And then there'll be a new Beth Magadol in Yerushalayim, and the Beth Magadol will paskin that the get is in fact kosher. So then, what do you mean? Let's say it's a shiloh now that the get was no good. She's an ancient fish, and I'm the whole business. What do you say about that? So the Torah's kid was careful to praise himself. Kol hador. The fact that in subsequent generation there'll be chachma Yisrael, presume let's say it needs the Mashiach, but the Beth Magadol again in Yerushalayim, doesn't count. That doesn't count. But right now, this door, the get is considered to be no good, you can't use it, and ain't no problem, the Bezin should be a mecha. But the moment that the Bezin says we can't use it, and no Bezin can use it, another get was written, that get is going to be a second, it's going to be a proper get, even if a generation or a minute later, the Shia is going to come, the Bezin will say, this get is 100% kosher, the first one, they can't write the second one, doesn't make a difference, the Shas Maitu is good enough. Right. I don't know, if a Shia comes before the get is given, well, he'll have to answer what it is. What's given to her, even before she remarried, the Shia comes, I'm pretty sure the Shia will say, okay, doesn't need a new get. Until he comes, I can't say for sure. Can't say. Yes,
Frank. Maybe it's the case where you got something out of the get, it's because they've got the finished the student tonight.
That's how about a fire crime. The get is good. It's
no. We don't know if
the
got the...
Without the numbers, don't sell it. That's never. This is my opening line today. Now we turn to the rush. We have to see in Simon Vos. Okay. Simon Vos. You know it's much out of order. Is that even my hope that I figured out by now? It took a little while. Is it the first time talks about it? Was it sixth time? What should be sixth? What should be seventh? Well, a few times like this. But any topic which is topic in Timbuktu, the Garnia. You got every today I have everything to walk the wired world. If there's a rabbi living in Timbuktu today who wants to know the opinion of every bezin in the world on a certain matter, he could probably find out. Most, I guess many bezin have email or a website. I imagine the Bazat. He's not about the website. No, the Kasha did about the website. They must. They can't do without it. So you have to Bazat Kasha's website and ask the rabbis and they will give what's it in. They must have your own website. You call up somebody, they go knock on the door, what's it in? If you knock on Rabbi Yashu's door, you can knock on every gunner's door. Like, it's not a problem today. You can all phone in. Whatever be the case, with no one, not a subject, very good question. It's a good, point, I didn't think of that. In other words, the Torah's getting makes a kind of two extremes. One is a subject of shop, which can never be resolved, right? The other is, the rabbi doesn't know. Right? What will happen is no topic in Shas. Shas doesn't talk about it. A new technology, a new fact, something new came up which never found in Shas. Or, even in the case, the Machlok with the Machab and Ramah. Well documented in the Shas. We know about it for a long time. But there's no one big enough who can say to myself, I'm 100% sure that Machab is right, Ramah is wrong, or vice versa. What will be that kind of thing? What?
Not a
topic. Not a topic?
You know,
you read some shopping
according to what I'm
doing, but I don't know. So if you're asking a good question, I'm not sure the answer. The lesson of the Torah is given, maybe it's a little more extensive than, that's a very good point. Let's read again. I'm reading from the Pentateuch, Shuvah himself, the brief excerpt of the Torah, given his date, the Shuvah's hey. He says, Suffolk, Shinil Chachma, Shas, the Suffolk, the Suffolk of Al-Azor. The Suffolk, Rak, Chachma, Shabir. But in those days, they couldn't get the whole Torah on one page. Couldn't do it. So those are the two extremes. So any any topic, I guess it's towards getting excited about the stuff. It's a pretty big topic of topic, right? No, the Decimus and Lees, Rav of Lees stuff. Of his town in Europe. So he, the Rav of Lees, would have a topic, right? He would probably be knowledgeable that this is not going to be resolved so quickly. But in his humility, the way Rav of Lees, not in Timbuktu, he would still say, look, it's a topic to me. Maybe it's a Chacham Gadol somewhere, maybe it's a my good friend Kassaris, or somebody else living at some different town, is smart enough to resolve my topic. That's what he means. Well, it happens, not a stuff, it's a store. It's already Machlokes Mechab and Ramah, or the Shmuel Chagos Mechaykes, all the big guns from 100 years ago fought it out. Unlikely we're going to even answer today, so we'll say one is definitely right. Lord, what kind of thing would that have? That's like a topic of shots. Then why do they call it a topic of shots? No, I understand. I know what you're saying. The other Torah is given, I gotta take it back for a minute because I just want to see this language. I want to see if he has any further elaboration. He does give the example of shot, but I was not going to ask a great question. He quoted almost verbatim. I think it's almost a verbatim quote. I have no idea. You're asking a good question. I don't know the answer. Think about it. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. To think about it. I don't know. I don't have a suggestion to this question. You know what this question is? The Torah's going to have two contrasts. Suffolk to Shad and Suffolk to the Chacham Shabir. What's it? It's something in the Chacham Ramah of a Machlokes. There's, you know, it's a doubt which is the Zohar of 100 years ago fought out. Or, you know, there's a Suffolk every price stick in the Zman of Zeh. It's not found in Shad. Maybe in 50 years from now, if some Goyen will come along, I'll be a riot from someone no one thought about. They don't know about it. But the one out there, there's no one, we don't know of anyone. But, I don't know. Could we get someone now who already wrote a paper? Right? You wrote a paper. We haven't seen it yet. No, that's wrong. We haven't read every single paper yet. It's only stopped you out so far. It's already been typed and given out to some yeshiva they know about. We don't know some, who knows where. They already resolved the question. It's going to be accepted by everyone in a matter of time. But meanwhile, the Chakli Shas can't have that. But the Tekel and Shas, no matter what I write, no matter any Gadol, the Vilna Gaon can write, it doesn't make a difference. You can't. That's it. Shas is a Tekel. No one in the world can resolve the Tekel. But there's a Machlekes, there's a Suffolk, and Machaber, Amor, Shas, Taz, the Shmuel. It could be that some later generation, a big couple will come along and say, what's the Suffolk? I have a right from a Yushalvi, so no one knew about it. I don't know, whatever else. So what about that kind of a case?
I don't think that's
a subject.
It's what our everyday life is based on
someone's opinion.
You can't say everything we're doing.
No. So it'll be that kind of a case. We don't know what to do. We talk about it. In fact, as a child, we don't know what to build for. But there may come a time where there'll be... No. If we're making, then we make a definitive statement. If you're not real, we don't need to be definitive. We're not going to be something. You're 100% right. If we're making, we're making. If we're not real, you cannot be certain we're not real definitively. Not be being not real only because we don't know. I think that's a very good point. I have to think about it. I'm not sure. I can't read it into the words of the Torah in either way, direct, for sure. I'm not the one way, but the words, I don't know. I'll think about it some more. Okay. Let's get back to the Rosh. Now I come to Rosh with his famous line. So the Rosh says like this. He quotes the Tosfos. He doesn't quote it verbatim. He quotes it differently. What does he say? He says, "Umi yomlo nevar, umesufokin, imu kosher imla." But then he adds words that are not found in our Tosfos. He adds words. What does he add? "Mikama chumra shenagu lahakmir, ve'elem shorish v'ikam en haTorah." Then he goes on to the same Tosfos. Wow, let's repeat those words again. Mikama chumra shenagu lahakmir, ve'elem shorish v'ikam en haTorah. Those words are not found in our Tosfos. To get the impression of care, that according to Shita Sarosh, if it's a real stake, a real Suffolk Gomor, then in fact we'll say, come on, no good. There's a Suffolk Gomor. It's only if it's a Chumra V'Alma, that's when it's different. That's when it's different. That's the impression I got, that the Rosh is not exactly the same as Tosfos. We'll come to the Rabbanan in a second. Let's just talk on a level of Doraita. Okay, that's the impression which I understood. Now, this being the case, let's ask thought part two, which is, what about a psul d'rabbanan? A psul d'rabbanan. So the Russian's lashon is not exactly clear. So he says what? If it's super demokashim lab, become a chumash nagel achmir, the elam shorish v'ikar minat Torah. What the word minat Torah usually mean? Midoraita. So you get the impression from the Rush reading it superficially at least, but if it's not going to be a real din d'oraita, then we say perhaps a fushli chuson. He looks vade posim adrabon. Who says no? Who says no? The Rambam. And Rabbi Yosef Karo and Beis Yosef says, Minat Torah. Minat Torah means, what does it mean, Midoraita? Minat Torah means Lahalokha, the post of Chumrah. And Dina de Rabbani calls are absolute Dina Minat Torah. He doesn't mean, every Rabbani is alright. He means when the word Rush used the word Minat Torah, he meant Minat Ikar Adin, as opposed to Chumrah B'Yalma. So right to Beis Yosef. So he passed on Lahalokha. I'm wondering, this was the Rush. Understand very well, she does a Rush. Okay, but what does the Rush say? When do we say, Osu Eidim Shuli Chusan? Not in the case of Sega Zohar, right? When we say, Lo Osu Shuli Chusan, we suggest it's what she does a Rush. Alright? But if it is one of two things, possible with the Rabbanan and Bivada, whether it was based on the reason, right? Then we would also say, also, then we say, lo asu shlichusa, or, right, lo asu shlichusa, but then, but and speak of the rights again, lo asu shlichusa, but it's not the chumras, not going to happen, then we say, asu shlichusa. Now what will happen in the following case, Rabbi Osai, if you have a quote that she does at Tos? Because Tos, we said, follows what we said earlier, a suggestion. It follows the Bez Nishom Allah before the Torah is given. So basically, the first time of Tos, we follow the time of Bez Nishom Allah. So what will be by a full body of the Rabbanon? According to the Torah's Gittin, his assumption is that Sulvada de Rabbanan is low off the Shlichusim until he passed the Medina. But you go against the Torah's Gittin, he tells Kipshuta Mamish that the part of all Sagas are right, he's trying to collab as Shemaya, so maybe you should say, if you want to get, Rabbi, what's in this get? Never knows in this get. Kusha the right, Tosulvada de Rabbanan. Maybe we see him as just a wild Kiddush, according to the Torah's Kipshuta, we should off the Shlichusim. Because collab as Shemaya, the Bez Nishamah, is a perfectly valid get. That's a radical Shita. But I found it in print. I found it in print in the Get Pashut. Never quoted in the Get Pashut. That's the Bible here. That is the Xerox to me, the Get Pashut. On this simon alone, on this page, the top of the page, Memphis, it goes to Sound of Base. It's in this one, Kufka Base. We don't have it here, Xerox. He quotes over here, we quote the Kutna Aleph, the Shibbat Razbad. We give our Get Pashut in a Torah, who posts them with Rabbanan. Catch this now. Amen, you call them lift up, get out here. This is the radical sheet I was looking for. I found and quoted, but I'm about to get pushed. Remember the Razvaz? I don't know what happens with Allah, but the Razvaz was old enough to argue when I gave up with Carl. At the same time. He didn't tell the Shulchan Aruch. We can have the Shulchan Aruch. You know what I mean? You have any friends? It's contemporary. The Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Wow. Amazing. Okay, this is the dinner of the Rabbanan. Now let's turn our attention for the moment to the case of Nevad. Yes. No. The Rambam is talking about the Rabbanan. What about Nevad, Rabbanan? So what the Gemara seems to say, of course, if it's Nevad, you can write another get. Well, I made a mistake. Try to get put in his pocket. It's like, look, there are another get. That's Pashtus. The Rambam omitted Nevad. Didn't say the word Nevad to perish. Leads to another literature. Why did he leave it out? So the Kesef Mishnah says, well, it's a Kal v'Chomer from Nifsal. If Nifsal, you can write another get. He gave a piece of paper which was somewhat faulty. Kal v'Chomer Nevad. He gave nothing. Correct the Kesef Mishnah. It's against the Razamar. It's against Rabba, right? What did Rabba say? Come on, open to Rabba again, just refresh your memory. Rabba said enough son of Gimel of the day, Punk Faker. Rabba said, because of Sadi Gita Malia for Ovad, also Adam Shnik. shlichusam, even though in the case of possible, he said lavasa shlichusam. So what kind of kavakomis against Rava? But the Ketzer Mishnah, we don't pass like Rava. Because they're Rav Nachman. Because they're Rav Nachman, it's a kavakomis for Ket. So that the Mishnah says, come on, what? Rava is as far as one direction, to say kavakomis completely in opposite direction. He's not too happy with the Lech HaMishnah. He says like this. This is what the Lech HaMishnah says like this. Very interesting. Rabbi is the word chasma. What does chasma mean? Mamish is zero. Nothing. Mamish nothing. Both of them are right. Both of them are right. So then you can argue, if the only time you say that they can write a new get, if it's both of them is a raisa, you can argue that we really depend upon what I keep calling klape shmaya. Did they do what they had to do? You can argue, look, they wrote a get, which is no good with a raisa, this is a piece of junk, they didn't do anything. As opposed to a case of nevad, where they wrote a good get, they did more in that case, because they wrote a good get, than they did in the case where they wrote a hunk of junk, a chaska. So they have a rabbis are saying that if they wrote a piece of junk, they can write a new get. If they wrote it, they got lost, they cannot write a new get. That's a rabbis said. Fine. But once we conclude, based upon the end of the Gemara somehow or other, I'm not exactly sure how, that indeed, Rabbi Osai, that even if it is possible the Rabbanon, we still say lo asu eidim shlichusam, which is the psak of the Mechaber, psak of the Rambam, get puzzle and as opposed to bottle. The other rule, puzzle the Rabbanon and get the bottle is the oraisa. So if we're going to say this way, then it depends upon the lemaisa. Depends upon the lemaisa, right? So it depends upon the lemaisa. Then the Ketzer Mishnah is right, in effect right. But never the mice, nothing happened. By possibly they gave her something in her hand. But my dinner Torah could be a good get. So on a level of the Rabbanon, right? You gave did something. Never you did nothing. So the commission of Ketzer is saying, so we started talking about earlier today, that depending upon Klape Shmaya or the Maisa, we more flip flops on that. When Rabba originally said Chaspa, Rabba was assuming Torah, but Mamash Bottle is all right. And you can say, Bottle is all right, nothing happened at all. As opposed to, never was something happened, again, what's written wasn't given over, but then it's different. Okay? So we don't depend upon the Lamites who's given a get to be able to get the divorce, etc., etc. This is how they wrote a get, which is a good Minat Torah. But the Maskana that we pass it, that even the get is no good, but the Rabbana, still they can write another get, then it stands to reason that you need Lamaisa, she should be given enough to enable to get divorced, and she's given nothing if it got lost, that she's given even less than when she's given a get which is possible with the Rabbana. That's the more flipped according to the commission from one direction to the other. Where did it come from? All this is presumably nirmas in two words. An chua v'kisaitu. That's the more flipped. An chua v'kisaitu. So that changes everything around. We go from the world of theory to the world of the maisa. But the world of the maisa, of course, nevad wasn't given to her at all. So kavakomer, that she can, but they can write another get. Kavakomer from where she was given the get that she's talking about the rabbana with Madonna. Told that she could be married. That's the pshat which the Lech HaMishnah suggests. The second shot is that the Rambam did say never. Aye, it's not there. Read between the lines. What's the Rambam's lashon? The Rambam's lashon? Ad sheyagia nu get kosher liyoda. Is that what it says? I don't have the Rambam in front of me. What's the Rambam's lashon? Ad sheyagia get liyoda, right? Something like that? And it says, if it got lost, wasn't it never got to her hand? This is what the Get Kosher suggests. Well, not Commission suggests, excuse me. The Pitzke Tshuva, again, if you also have the Pitzke Tshuva looking to cut Aleph. Yes, I'm listening. The Commission's first Pshat was as follows. Listen to me. At the beginning, the Gemara used the word chaska, according to Rabba. So Rabba is zero. So according to Rabba, maybe you should argue that he's only told that it's absolutely zero. Chaska is absolute zero. If it has any validity, even the level of the rice is valid, we would say, hey, obviously, Hussar, it did something, it can't write another again. Because they told him, we used the foreign expression, the best of Shamala. Rabbah is Bez Neshomah, or this is Bez Neshomah. Okay? So then it could happen. Look, in Bez Neshomah, they said they discharged your obligation. They wrote the get. I got lost. No, it's not the Edek. So they did also Shlichusah. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that even a get puzzle is the Rabbanon, is not a get, and you can write another get. So then we move from Bez Neshomah to Bez Neshomah. And Bez Neshomah, a get puzzle with the Rabbanon de facto, that's the Jew de facto, is worthless. Again, it's worthless. Right? It can't be. It can't be used with Maisa. Oh, he's saying it has a problem with Maisa. And I say, if the get got lost in between, the Maisa, you can't do whatever with the get which got lost. So on the Maisa to go level, they can certainly write another get. It was never. The Kava call there from a get puzzle. Not from a get bustle. That's what they're saying. Never is the Kava call from puzzle, not from bustle. So Rabbi only talked about bustle. He disagreed with never. But we pass it, even get puzzled, so then we know that. That's what the mission says in the first test. The second test, the Rambam said it. You don't have any kappa problems. He said it. He said, actually, yeah, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, the get puzzled claim is the cause nalav that the source, according to the Mishnah, of the Dinder Abonon is exactly this. We know we learned it from Neva. Now that we know that Neva it is, you can write it again. We see that the depends upon the Lamai, depends upon the Ben Shomala. How do you know the whole thing is Dinder Abonon? There's no before Shikha Mar, there's Dinder Abonon, Lepara. Let me ask you, if you write Nafata, Tafata, is that a get which is good with the Abonon? No good with the Abonon, no good with the Arise. You mix up the Nafata, Tafata. What would you say about that? Is it get bottle or no, only with Rabbanan no good? What do you say? What would you say? I would have said it's all right. So the get Pasha says no, and this is in the Rabbanan. It's a mockup for the Rambam. Why is it on the Rabbanan? It's like this. If there's two women in town, napata tapata, and I mix up napata with tapata, that's no good with the right. But it's no, come on, about a woman in the whole city with that crazy name, napata tapata. That's what Rashi says, it's the Medaka Lashon of Rashi. Rashi's Lashon is, not that you mix up with another woman, what's Rashi's Lashon? That's Rashi's Lashon. Tov bishma, not sinu shma l'shem acheret. If they mix up this chaya, there's 10 women in town, a small little town, and there's a chaya and a chana, or a chava and a chana. They mix up chava with chana. Both of them are the right, for sure. They identify the wrong woman. We have 10 women in town. What are their names? Esther, Miriam, Rachel, Sarah, Napata. And they were Tapata. So everyone knows that Esther, somebody made this. That's a Sulder Abonon. He says, that's how Rabban knew it's Sulder Abonon. Now, of course, that's against the Lechemish's own shot, because he said it originally was a Chafa Mi'alma. But as he said, the only number with the Rabbanon. Okay, as he said, you know, they get puzzled back and forth in these Mi'alma. It's a tough now. Okay? But I wanted to show you one more point over here, which is the Pesach Shuvah to Cotton Aleph. This is Paul. That's what he said. Called the Torah's Gittin now. If you have a Torah's Gittin, we'll cut up there too. So either say, everyone should have either Shuvah or Torah's Gittin, or your neighbor. Okay? So what does he say? Torah's Gittin says, this, what did he say? Amal the sofa, the Adam, Nukhto, Velachto, Velitim, Get Rishto. He missed it, he should look on everything. Kitzel, it's new. Okay? See then who'd have seen him? Then if it got lost, he got another get. Avlim also la sofa shliach, raka la ksiva levat, shomalo, sof get the ishti, who the shnei edim, atom shlukin, vi omalem, shayitku me atofa vi atom vi atom also a get, uli ish acher also shliach lo alocha, oz, hekev, acher shekotsu atofa, arminan, shekva also shlichuso a nevas, vechekotsu vaket posh dalet, finished. So the only time we say that never, you can write it again, if you are the Adam Kitzel, it's new. You're Adam to do both. You are Shlukim to do both. So until it's given, you go up to Shlichusa. But if there's a division of labor, right? Look what happens. Well, the difference is, we often make the store for himself a Shlichu Alam. If it's possible. When my case is not going out of town, many cases of, we're going to discuss the next week, big problems. Many, we find that you use Shlichu, not because they're sending from New York or Chicago, but because they can't stand each other. They won't want to room with each other. Right? So then we make the start for the shliach l'halach very frequently. And one of the reasons it may be good is we can take kids to a tenu. We can take kids to a tenu. So we, or, you know, we, whatever. So therefore, not kind of case, it gets lost. So lost the shlichusim. We have a division of labor, which, you know, can happen. I say to, listen, I want Reuven ben Yitzchak. Reuven ben Yitzchak, you be the sniper at the gate. And I want you, Shimon ben Levi, you be the shliach l'halach. So once Reuven the sniper finished writing the gate, it was signed, and then it got lost, he can't write another gate. He finishes complete shlichus. He's only shliach only for the writing. Makes a lot of sense. Sounds right. I think it's correct. I don't know if I'm going to argue with it. This looks very good. This is a little precious. I mean, doesn't say about this, but I think this is also pretty precious, isn't it? Okay? That's it. But now we come to something that's going to be very, very important. And I haven't seen in the original, so we'll have to discuss it. We have to put you on. I still can't find it. Still can't find it. This is in the Pitzet Shuvah Bay. Pitzet Shuvah Bay is in the Torah Gittin Bay. Oh. Answer my question. Thank you, Rafi. I looked all over the place. I even had Ellie look. Couldn't find the Get Pushit. It's not in the Siddur. No wonder I couldn't find it. Okay. I am the seven get Russian. Simon Kufkov, Zion, and Cotton Love. The one I couldn't find. I looked five times. I thought I must have been. Simon Simon. I wish I was getting what it told us, you know. So I am get Russian. What do you think? We love my heart? I can't say the Torah's good. What do you think? No, really. I can't. I'm trying to say the Torah's good. I get punched at the step of the Xerox. But they are very, very impressed. I'm very impressed. Oh, wow.
Trying to get to the top.
It sounds right. It's the closing word. Ask the Rebbe, me. Ask the Rebbe. The Rebbe is not Sal, who is after his name, who was done primarily during his lifetime. I don't know. He knew color terrible. Today's Rebbe, I don't know. He was a fairly young man. I don't know. I'm sure he knows black. Maybe he knows black. Shouldn't call someone short. Anyway, let's go. So he says over here, the Torah says, listen carefully. Listen. If nothing I get to possible with Rabbanon, shall get buckled with the right. What's going on? I give a get which is possible with Rabbanon, it's in reality buckled with the right. Why? So I time our meeting and shoot possible with Rabbanon. Lo also shlichus on Rabbi Kiilu Dittam Shalobi shlichus, shall get buckled with the right. I am Shah. Woo! Wow! Kiddush! I made you a shliach to write a get for me. And you wrote a get which is good by the good midoraita and no good by the rabbanon. Turns out it's no good midoraita. Why? I only made you a shliach to write me a get which is 100% a get. I didn't make you a shliach to write a get which is good midoraita and no good midorabbanon. Prove, I can write a second get. Look, Rabbi, let me say, I got a second get, no? We want to make Shimon a shliach to write a get. And he writes the get which is possible with the Rabbanim and Kosher with the Oraita. We pass the Shulchan Aruch, he can write a second get. If he can write a second get, doesn't that prove the first get is nothing? So hold on. The first get is nothing means nothing with the Oraita. Why? Because it wasn't the fulfillment of the shlichus. So writes the get Kosher. What do you say about this?
Now to write a second get.
Now to do whatever he wants. It's a separate, but the same can write a second get. For Rav Al Tara's Gittin Kosovola, to the feed of Ara, and Rav Kisi Nusach Anog, Hainim, Achia Kosha Belishim Pikpuk, that's how we usually write, in Hoya is a Pikpuk Vigirshavo, who can't get Bottle Mad Midoraisa. V'yav Shalom Akein Klal, impossible, this is an impossibility. With the Sosva Apostle, the Lokosu, the Mechurish Kazer, can't be. I think he's right, can't be. Chaynira, Lamina de Kavana Tabal Hoya, Shalola Sosa Shlukum Klau, Shiach will get Possible Katsushon. Rakhtarina, Shabivale Kavana Tabal Hoya, Shiyu Shlukin Tomit, Shiyu Tomit Kabal, Achiagia get Kosholiyodo. The Nimsa Shalom and Omdu Mamokam Abal, Hain Shakosu Venosu Agera Possible, Hain Akakashakosu Venosu Agera Kosher. come over, and Abba doesn't get to possum with the Rabbanim, and she'll go rest with the Midorah, so possum with the Rabbanim. Because she doesn't have a calf, get to kosher the Gamri, and it's kosher the Gamri. Okay, now we're at in, but Shliach Shalom. It's right. You're 100% right. If the man himself, no Shliach, the man himself is a Sefer, he writes his own get, so kosher the Chesav Yodah. He gives the get over, and Midorah is good, and Midorah is no good. And he gives over another get. So what happens? Now she's going to go rest with the Rabbanim. What's the problem? What's the problem? There's no problem with all this. I think it's 100% right. I said I wanted to be Aiden, to be my shluchim, but until you write a get without a pickbook, he didn't mean to say that a get with a pickbook is not included in the shluchim. He meant for keres, that once you write a get with no pickbook, then you're no longer my shluchim. And he went by implication to say that until that point you are my shluchim. But not that a get which has a pickbook and not my shluchim for. I think it's 100% right to start with this. I don't see any other way out of this one. But to get pushed, the reasoning is tantalizing. Because if I make you a shliach to write me 100%, I don't even put me into limbo. It's a serious issue, the get pushed. Forget about the strength that he uses. You know, there's an expression in the Gemara, the kunish aratika, v'lolo upsi. I want you to do good, not bad. What happens if a man is giving his wife a get, and the get is good with the right, no good with the rabbot? This is a funny situation. Can he remarry? Can he remarry, yes or no? Yes or no? No, he can't remarry. He can't remarry again. Aye, by Torah law, to get it good, by Torah law can remarry, there's no care about a Geshe. A Bet Geshe is looking on a lie, so since the Maitre, she can't remarry, so he can't remarry, so he what's the way he's a mother Maitre to this guy? He's not married to her, right? Now I live with her, because now he's divorced her, right? He can't marry someone else, he's in limbo. He can say, the Kuna Shanatik of Al-Upsi. That's a problem. In other words, the Torah's Gittin is tootling with respect to the lust of what he meant. I have to be honest with you, I don't have to get pushed. I don't know what he said originally. So it could be that he was worried to get pushed. Not with the lust. So it's not just about the lust is concerned. But to get pushed, I'd be right in terms of intrinsically. I mean, you what are you doing in here? You put me... I'm neither here nor there. I'm in no man's land. I don't want that. That's worse. You're not married. From the book. I'm neither. I'd rather be married already. In other words, I don't have it. We then have to get a copy now. So get pushed. I can't. I was trying to say. I don't know. Someone owns a copy of Get Pushed. The library has it only on the reference. I can't get it out. That's why I got it. Someone in the library is directed to me. But I wasn't thinking. I didn't know about Kupkov time to cut and bomb. So I'm going to have to call up to get that done. Okay. Now, that's what I'm saying. So if Gittin is right, so the get punched, I would also be right, based upon an intrinsic, not a bundle of shiners. Okay, about that one with me? Now let's turn to the Shulta Gibor, which I put up new Marma Kopf, I only put them on my desk, because I didn't want to overwhelm you. But you'll see, it's going to give us an inkling into where the Rishon got their dinner from. Please turn to the Shulta Gibor. That's included in the Russian thing. You're right. Kuma Bialam. If it's Safek Rabban and the Psak of the Pula, it in effect reduces to a Kuma Bialam, not to Lana. Yes. So I'm explaining to you. The Torah's Gittin is right as far as the explication of the language of the Mishaleh. I think he's 100% right. He means to tell me, when he says the language of pickbook, which we use nowadays, I see a contribution pickbook, that the Gittin was one little pickbook that's no good with the right to the Shliach at all points. No, the Torah's Gittin is right. He's saying that all he means to say is that from that point on, you're no longer my Shliach, which by implication tells us that until the time you are my Shliach. You know you wrote one get, two get, three get, that's all I mean. But I'm guessing that the get kosher, I don't have it, was arguing not based upon the shayla, based on the intrinsic damage that's being done to by this crazy shliach. Put them into no man's land. But they chayim, you divorced. You gave it to get Baruch Hashem. Baruch Shekharani. Sorry, not Karani yet. What do you mean? Well, they told me it's only good get midor right, and I'm a drabon. What did you say? That means I'm still stuck with her. I got to be a supporter. I'm going to rest because he's still a supporter. I can't live with her. I can't marry somebody else. What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? Tell me what you did to me. No sleep because I'm still married to her completely. That's what I think the guy punch may have said. And then it's always been responded to that. But again, I don't want to say it. I don't have the original text. Leave that by tomorrow. I'll get a copy, you know, we'll stuff. I didn't know where it was until now. Sorry. And it's not for you. I still wouldn't know where it was. Baruch Hashem, but it's for this beautiful edition. I just have to get it.
How does it
No, I'll see if I can get it. I have to leave Brooklyn, I think, on Sunday. But do you know where?
I have
a phone number. I'll leave it to you tomorrow, okay? That's what we need to put together? The clothes together? We're going to Brooklyn. I never do this. This is one I forget. This is very important. Especially from my eyes. It's doubly important. It's time for the economic recovery. It's easy to read. Okay. Shilta Gimara. Alex, page cup text. Cousin Smag. They should stop it. And the cult of Gad and Mrs. Abal, the year about Shum Suffolk, and the Yoko lips of Ake below Shum Abal. The Shem and Noma was there, Shasta Shnikusa. Ki Ulai Aged Arishan, who told the royal garage girl. We did a static when I spake it, say, Master Ri, Shabatila, Chabal, Amala Sofer, lips of Naget, Amala, and he knows from Kabashus, lips of Rabbi Gizin, to Moshtako, Sashiyah, the Kusha, the Dapka, all the Dapka, Rab Shabirka. Wow. Okay? Wow. That's what the Smag says. That's what the minig we'll see soon. We'll get to it. Then he says later on, skipping a few of Kotha Bala Yitzur. Omar the Shliach, Holeh get to the Ishti Bishnei Eidim, V'yeobed a Tiktov get a hair, Ashiyavo a get the other, Let Rishus L'meima L'sakho L'mitzu L'achmina, I'm sorry. So far saying, basically the same as the Rosh. But in Bays, because of the rush, can hit us on the Nevad, I get close to come from the meal. In Lo Nevad, when we still talk him and we'll crush him, Lame, come a Kumish and Ogala, and we'll have a show, she can be a Torah, we also should say, Musa, and we'll crush him. The Jesus told the Hanukkah, Shema, Baal, the Sova, later, and the Sova, that's why she gets crushed without the militia, so we can pick book. So we see so far, close to rush, and we'll fly in a higher, but close to rush. But then it says, in Lashon Riyaz, all the ladies and kids will still get the issue because we'll get tossed, we'll share, get kosher. Of a man, how able to cross the coast and get Akha, but feel a mayor from him, shall go much to Husan, and she had you, the other Isha. When it's three and little, we should have a ball of Pam Shriya. The near the Ana, Shaaf him no lot, I'm Shim Gimgum beget. How I feel the way I get kosher the other, the call him lift of get Akha, will the seat of the Isha below, we should have a ball, Kimavua, but couldn't you survive? Which we don't have, unfortunately. This is why, he says, you can order another one? Another one without any formal authorization. Why? No. It's no worse than ever. The answer to the disciple. But once the Gemara says at the end, the Shulta Gemara was saying that you have to actually give it to them, and if it got lost, then no problem. They also got lost. They got lost in my pocket. They get pushed with Machavit that it's on his own. I'll tell you what I'm going to say. I found the Shulta Gemara. They get pushed. Burn the get. The get pushed says, look, if you're afraid of any place that's right, you have a get which has a pick book on it, and then you can't write another one. So burn it. So he didn't even have to burn it. The Shulta Gemara said, I don't have to burn it. So I actually give it to him. The get made a shlichus to put it in your pocket. I imply that it's in my pocket. I haven't fulfilled the shlichus yet. So leave it in your pocket. Write another get. If you don't like that, burn it, he said. Mamash, burn it.
That's
not where it's going, but it's putting it in the middle. Okay. Burn it. Hold on. So I saw the get pushed, it's so convinced that he's right. And the Shulta Gemara said, he's so convinced that he tried to explain Shita to Rush in the following Kimsa case. If you open the Rush, you tell me, you don't have to open it right here. It's called a Rubainer. The Shulta Gemara. You tell me if the get pushed is really telling the truth. Look what he says. He's so convinced that he's right. Look what he says. You know, the case when the Russians were already the following situation. The Adim, the Sofer, they wrote the get. They did what the Baal told them to do. And they think the get is really kosher. They think they discharge their duty. Come to the rabbi. We know about all these things in the papers now about the strict rabbis with all their crazy stringencies. Okay, we have some things to say, but I will hold it off for a different time. So the crazy rabbi with his crazy stringencies, he says the get is no good. But I'm convinced that the get is really good. Says it gets kosher. That's when the rush says kosher. So they think I did a good job. So that foolish rabbi with crazy cornrows who's standing in the way. Then and only then does the rush say kosher shlichusa. And even if it gets kosher, when the rabbi confronts the sofer and the adim and says you didn't do a good job, they say, rabbi, you're right. And about 20 rabbi, I'm right. So they don't really mean it. Is that a derech eretz? Rabbi, you're right. But they don't really think the rabbi's right. So therefore, this is to get pushed. I was able to get pushed. So they say, rabbi, you're right. They don't really think the rabbi's right. So therefore, in their heart of hearts, they think they're also shtekusa. Therefore, they came out and let it get. That's the only case. But in the case where they really have real honest-to-goodness kickbook, right, an honest-to-goodness problem, and because of the problem, even though it's a rabbi, a chumra, whatever it may be, they understand very well, based upon the slurim that they accept, that the get was not run properly, then they can turn about a new get, even according to the Tosfos and the Rosh and all the Machmir. So, suggest the question. Can you read that into the words of the Rosh? Yes or no? Do that? It hasn't been given yet. It hasn't been given. No. But they can't, according to the get, plus the shot in the Russians as follows. The get was written, he's so fancy he did a good job, the rabbi says no, the rabbi wins, so that's right, a new get. But they think they did a get again, because it's a joke. As far as they're concerned, they finished, they did the job already. Done. That's the get. But otherwise, what do you mean? They can just leave it in their pocket. But here they think they did it. They think they did the job already. That's a good question. A good question is, what do you mean they think they did a good job? But it might still in their pocket. They did. So the first part of the job was good, but the second part of the job, they didn't give the get. That's the problem. That's the problem. Truth to tell, he thinks, get kosher himself, that he thinks, this is what he said. Maybe, although it's against the Machabe, he says, maybe the only time the Rosh would say, in the case of Pikpuk and Kumra, that also Shlichus, listen carefully, because they were told only one word, Kitzvah. They were told Kitzvah. Then they wrote a get, which is really kosher again, and did the Shlichus. But if they were told two words, kids who are new, they could just keep it in their pocket, fold it up, and leave it there. They might not again. That's a good vowel, a good thing, but it's against the plush of Shad and the Mechaba, no? What's the lesson of the Mechaba? The Mechaba says, I'm on a self-head and Kedisla Mulachdom, the least head gets the Yishtam. Right? And then, the Supakam of Kosh, the Kama Chumis, also Shlichusa. Why? The Mechaba is against the Get Plush. The Mechaba says, even if the kids do it too, he thinks, no, the Mechaba made a mistake. And then he doesn't say it so straightforward, that's what he says. The Mechaber of Yosef Kahn made a mistake. That the Rush only said is in when it said kiss. Now let's look on the Rush himself, what the Rush saying. And we'll never have to talk in him ukosher, him la, become a chumash, and nagel la'akwa, and the short shrek of Minatara. I don't know. Let me blow never. It's referring to a case of kitzu only. So what are you talking about never for? You just thought if it's a shivalis. In the case of kitzu, never doesn't give any relief. It's hard to say that to get cautious that the Mechaber misinterpreted the Rush. The Rush himself might talk like a case of kitzu to know. Yeah, Pashut is not so, I should say, it's not so Pashut, what he says. Although his Svara, the Chora, is a decent Svara. It's a decent Svara. I'm sorry? Oh, we have to start getting it. Okay, that's a good point. Good point. But then he has the following thing that says to get pushed, which leads to the burning. To get pushed, look at it like this. Because the things that my wife says, it's not lost, it's misplaced. How many decades are you misplaced? But Nevad for good? Or Nevad, you don't know. In other words, if it's Nevad, what happened to Nevad? It fell into the ocean, it fell into the fire, that's Nevad. That's one kind of Nevad. If it's Nevad, it's get punished to jet. Avadi got another get. The only Nevad over that we're worried about over here was Nevad temporarily. You're afraid you're going to find it. You're going to find it. So if you're made by a Qumrah, you shouldn't write the other get. You know why? You'll find it. You'll find that it's Qumrah. You find out Kush, but that's burnt. So that's what he says, burnt. So you get the Pisket Shuvah, if you have in front of you, it's the cousin Dalit, called the Torah Gidden, who says, burn it. Nah. He has the same kind of you rip it off, be cool again, it'll be the heaven. You can't do it. Why can't you do it? The Hey Ma'atzim, and they call the Kroah again. The Havikim Mevatlim Shlichusa. And he tells the brackets, look what I wrote later on, which we saw already, you can't do without Shlichusa. That's a, yeah. But Shnevah Me'atzim, they call the Pabat here. Shnevah Korah Shalom Me'atzim. That's what he says, but clearly Rove Tov, thing we saw yesterday, that you can't do without your Shlichusa. We'll disagree with this Torah given. We'll disagree. They won't agree at all. As a matter of fact, take a look in Pisket Shuvah Gimel, again, the Torah's Gittin. Look what he says. It got lost. Look what he says. It got lost. Im Nimsa Gedarishan. Right? Misplaced. He found the other one. So what do you do? Nira the Yechol Lech, the Gash, where the Gash Yirtu. The Shnei and Nisul Mishlichus Sabal. The Yechol Lech, the Sarachir, and you need to get a Sheni. You have to tell the Gash, the Gedarishan. I would say. Because here, it turns out the first get was found, so the second should never have written in the first one, in retrospect. I would certainly want to give only the first one, but he says, you need to give the second one in this kind of a case. He doesn't draw a distinction between lost and misplaced. In any event, you can argue the Torah's Gittin, which is quoted here in Dallas, for one of two reasons. You can't move out, or just the Pitta Shiva. Implies in parentheses, in brackets, with the Kufl and Dalit, get her again. Or you can say, no, there's not Bittul HaShlichus in the country. He's ripping it up and burning it, so he can not be Mekayim HaShlichus. That's called Bittul HaShlichus. Chiddush Neira on the part of the Torah's Gittin, not the simple Shah. That's what he said. I'm sorry.
Now, how are you
doing? That's a good question. The good question is, why didn't the Mekaber say he'd rip it up? The Mechaber don't have the Tzaras over here. What do you do? Just say, rip it up, finish. Where is it? They gave it already. They gave it already, me. Oh. They gave it already. No. They gave it already. They didn't care if it up anymore. True.
Well, so this would have happened. They ripped up and
bundled it. That's the question. Why don't they rip it up? The question is, they gave it. You looked up, they gave it already. They gave it already. I don't know.
Why would they add it? So obvious to rip it up. They
say that everyone's going to sell. I wouldn't say that. So Torah's getting the guess up by saying, you see from this, no one says it. They can't know how to do it.
Now that they're not doing it.
Because they're just less with them. If you hold that you can't abolish it, if you roll cloth and hold, then rip it up. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't answer that question.
So the folks can't even land up the sleep, but they obviously told the sleep that you could rip it up if that was the situation, because we know that there was corners.
So. I don't know. I don't know why they don't want to rip it up. I'll get it because it's a bit less lethal. But it's not a caution issue. I don't see why you're less lethal. It's frankly at all. Yes.
Well, I agree with the question idea about rush and then you know. You can say that if they're following the rush in the case, they don't know. In other words, if they're following the rush, they think it's good. And that's what they're wondering.
But the rally rip it up. What? I don't know. I don't know a good answer. The Ramah has the following suggestion. So the Eidim wrote the little of Acher, so these are Lo Shneem, or Rishus Piyodah. We have a person of Tugit, the Eim Trichim, Lishol Abad. Tugit. That's a Beis Shmuel, the cousin Beis, nothing doing. Nah. The Kamon Tasafti, he tells exactly where it is. Kup Kup Tet, Kup Kup Tet, now the Kibieka tells you where it is. Kama Potamin, the Ein Lisen Shnei Gitten Elamidoka. That's it, shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it.
What would you tell that kid?
What? There's no alternative. There's no alternative. Gershom, Gershom. You know what his name is? That's right, too. You don't know? Why shouldn't you do it? You want to look it up? I don't know. I just have a brand new edition. Take a look. Test. Test.
Are you telling
me
you're
doing
like two-star?
Ooh, wow. You're talking about the Gemara on the table? The Gemara on the Tzuvit? Not Tzuvit, but a bluff. It's a terrible case to write to two different people, no. I think the Gemara on the Tzuvit, but she's a snake into his arm. That's one of the proofs that they bring. Here we go. Shnei Gittin, and Kupkov Tet Gittet, talks about two Gittin. So the Beis Shmuel says, Don't get both getting at one time. Why? Sheva dato al getcha in a kosher. Many think the wrong one is kosher. Gam yesh v'shun chashash v'shun breira. Uh-oh, I said the magic word. Breira. Now, tomorrow, because of Mordecai, in Simeon HaGos, Mordecai, top samachay. The three lines between kosin and kosav. I was on my mama coming, she's on my desk today, which we haven't got it. The word breira is looming large. Look, breira, give me two words. Translation of Brera?
Retroactive
clarification. That's Brera. Good truth, brother, my friend. Brera. So we'll see. You're right to Gittin. It's a problem of Brera. Some say it's a safe record of Shnei Tzor. So it's Sota. Chatzitza. You're both the same time as a Chatzitza. Three reasons already, no? Four reasons. You have the money we won't get. Brera, Shnei Tzorin, and Chatzitza. That way, shouldn't get both kids at the same time. And if you give them one after the other, there's no Chatzitza problem. The other problem, Shnei Tzorin, maybe not, because it's two different times. Maybe. But the first two, the Chorah, are still a problem. The problem of Brera and the problem of you have the dots and they won't get. That's why we don't try to give two kids if we can avoid it. Okay? Right. How do you avoid that? By telling him to make 100 for one until 100 gifts. That's what every get. You go to any get, and then see the get, they tell him. It's in the text. Right up to 100 gifts. Why? Oh, I think that's not a good question. They can't get it after 100. Forget it. Okay, so the mice that we always have up to 100, we tell them, right, up to 100 gifts. It's written up to the standard list. Just letting you know, that's a okay, we have 100, that's what we do. Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. There's a problem. We saw the Shulchan Gevurim added a word, V'daf Arav, right? That creates two major problems. One of them, the Makabah quote. Look what the Makabah said. If you haven't shown up, look inside, please. Lachain. Because if you have an Ein Mishpat HaMole in the back of the Old Mohada Gemara, you also quote the Makabah. You look there too. Lachain. In Baal, and my Baal, hold at Meir ear. Yomar Shunos, and I'm a Shus Dipper, and I'm a guest, and the Ephra Meir, Achiu Ephra Kosher, and the Tibet and the Fatima, Lidat, Marab Shabir, that came from the Shulda Giborim, the Li Shum Tiktuk. Ramoyed, Ulachol Mishamara also. not only the rabbi should be here, but also he throws in the word l'chol mi shemara also. Why did he throw in those extra four words? Like Moshe said, because this way the sofer can play with the get, add the length in the letters. He says, even though the rabbi hasn't seen it yet, that's the time to put it on the rock. Avla ma'bal ba'yirz the rama ain litzmoch al zeh yesh le'bal lagdo b'tzavos kol pam le'ezim al sofer. The same Nogin, Shakodra, Matavik, and Mobi Rishon. Stop right there. What exactly is he saying? What is he talking about? What does the Ramah mean? What do the words mean? How do you read the words? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? I just translate what you thought. I thought about all. Translate the words here. Translate what you should do, what you shouldn't do. So what happened? What's that? The husband went out of town. Bye. Right to get it. Bye. We go, I'll be in Hawaii. Bye. So, what do? We just say right again. I mean, don't go any further. We're afraid. What's going to happen? We say right again. We'll have a get with a pick book. And according to the rush, get with a pick book. You can't have to get without authorization. So rather than fall to that trap, you tell them to authorize up to 100 gifts. What? But the guy's in town, and if something goes wrong the first time, we'll ask him another time. So why should we tell him to say the strange text? Write again. Something goes wrong. Come back. Write again. Is that what the Ramah meant? That we should abandon? We should not use the text prescribed by the Shulchan Aruch? Is that what the Ramah is saying? We should not use that text? Or is he saying something else? I want to know, how did you read the Ramah? Have a look inside. Have any way to find the Ramah one way or the other? What did he mean? We know what the Makaba said. Right, he said, write the dots until the Kosher Dots Ramah, you should leave the Kosher Dots Ramah. What did Ramah say? You shouldn't rely upon it, but you're going out of town. Go out of town, then we do rely upon it. But if you're in town, then what? And then what do we do? Yes, the Baal Lachul of Tavis Kopam Le'edim of Asofa. I'm asking two questions. What did he say the first time? What did he say the second time? According to this minute of Ramah. What did the original guy, what did he say? And the second time, what did he say? Like the Makaba? Okay, very good. Our first opinion is that if you follow the Makaba, you say the first like the Makaba, you say the second like the Makaba, possibly number one. Good. Anyone know? Who wants to give it this? What is the picture of a fair? What? Not. What? For the second time, you didn't say make it right again. You're okay, honey. Not the first time. Unclear. Excellent. Correct answer. The Pitzchitshuva quote from the Quran, again, Toshter was given, at the second time around, when the first time is possible, you don't say write 1 to 100. You write only, write 1. Write again, no more. But it was a little unclear is what was happening the first time. My read, let's do that. So therefore what? Excellent. You are Makaba to what I read as a guest question. I read the guest question your way. And this is because it's self three pages. But and I read it your way, Yehuda. That's opposite of what the sound says. Not that he means you follow the Makaba both times, but no, you reject the Makaba both times. If he's in town, you don't rely on the whole Makaba looks flaky, flimsy, brary. Just say, right again. Doesn't work? Right again. Doesn't work? Right again. Each time he's there, right again. Finished. That's how I read the get question. However, I read the Torah is getting differently. If I read the Torah is getting correctly, he says, the first, we follow the Makaba. status. The guy's out of town. So they went, well, no need for new authorization. We don't rely upon that. If he's in town, I don't rely upon that. So if he's in town, and it comes to the second guy, we tell him, right again. We don't tell him what to want to do. Because what do you gain by that? As you would have said, what do you gain nothing by that? Looks like Mary a second time. So the first time you tell them, Abbas, I read a Torah's Gittin. And the second time, we write again. So there's three possibilities. Both sounds like the Mechaber, neither sounds like the Mechaber, and the first one the Mechaber, and the second one just write again. The three Gedolim of the Shir suggested three different possibilities of what the Ramah means. Yes. Correct. That's a possibility, right? One of the possibilities. Yeah?
It all depends.
We haven't gotten to the bottom of it. What's with this Breyer story? What is with Breyer? All this fight depends upon whether it really is Breira, it's really not Breira, what is Breira. So I'm afraid that tomorrow before I embark upon the next sit, which I want to do, we have to spend some time. I know we're not going to, don't worry, we're not going to spend the 3 weeks that we can't spend on Breira presently. The real truth is, we're going to learn, even at the rate we're going, we're going to learn, the lead that we're going to end in the seventh. We did. Certain things, I mean, I got it, there's another thing, but we're going to get there. So in the seventh chapter, which we have to get to, is a large subject which relates to this. And we're going to postpone an extensive discussion of this whole issue until we get to the subject in the seventh chapter, where we can't avoid it. It comes up quite clearly. But it's also really primarily truthful in the third chapter. But for tomorrow, after the begin at least, we're discussing some of the laws of the Breyer to be able to understand just what these posts are talking about. So Mitchell will start with that. I hope to have more time after we finish to go into this whole sugya of the fifth page, the second, the last two lines before the sugya comes to an end. We'll leave that at tomorrow.